It's the Ryan Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. Coming up later this hour, a viewer's guide to watching the American team in the World Cup soccer tournament, which begins in a few days. If you're kind of curious, but you don't know really how to watch it, we'll give you a little viewer's guide to following your team if you're rooting for the United States in the World Cup. But right now, last week, Dr. Mary Bassett, the new health commissioner for New York City, came on the show, and a listener called in to say, kids might make healthier choices if they knew how to shop for healthy groceries and to cook. This caller, Jane in Marine Park, brought up something else, too.
I'm just wondering what kind of possibility there is for collaboration between your agency and another city agency, specifically the Department of Education, because it seems to me there's a tremendous lack of knowledge in how to cook and prepare fresh foods. Back in the days, there were home economics classes, and that's all been done away with. That's not, considered acceptable things to learn about anymore. And it just strikes me that there's a real opportunity there for education.
Well, Jane in Marine Park, it's not just back in the day that home economics was taught. It turns out some schools in the city have classes that would have been called home ec back in the day. Now they're called other things. And one of those programs is Cook Shop, run by the Food Bank for New York City. Here with me now is the Director of Nutrition and Health Education at the Food Bank, Jeannie Fournier. She runs the Cook Shop program. Let's talk 21st century home ec. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
And listeners, we want you in on this, too. Did you take a cooking or home economics class as a kid? What do you remember from it? Did it teach you a skill that you could use today or you think other kids could use today in the age of inequality, in the age of public health impact from too much junk foods, which was the context of the caller? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you took home ec back in the day, or if, like our guest, you were involved in any way in classes like this today, is your kid taking some version of 21st century home ec at school? 212-433-WNYC. And I'll be curious to find out if any of those classes go beyond cooking to managing budgets and bills. Who took the economics out of home economics in the first place, or anything else? 212-433-WNYC on 21st century home ec, if it exists in your life, or what you remember from back in the day that you think might be relevant to today. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Jeannie Fournier, who runs the Food Bank for New York City's Cook Shop program. Jeannie, what's Cook Shop?
Yeah, Cook Shop is, like you said, Food Bank for New York City's program, and it really focuses on fostering enthusiasm for fresh foods and physical activity and providing children, teens, and families with the knowledge and the skills to make healthy food choices on a limited budget.
Is this in the public schools? Where do these classes take place?
Yep, they take place in New York City public schools and after-school programs throughout the five boroughs.
One of my producers told me she took a home economics class in middle school in the mid-90s, and she doesn't even remember seeing a single vegetable. It was all baking. How different is Cook Shop from that?
Sure. Cook Shop focuses on the USDA's My Plate, which teaches people about the five food groups, so fruits, vegetables, dairy, protein, and grains. And so every single lesson in Cook Shop is going to focus on one of those food groups and really teaching participants about the benefits of eating a balanced diet, focusing on nutrients, high nutrients, low foods in added sugar and fat. And so the goal is really to focus on the food itself, healthy food items, and not just learning about those food items, but preparing a recipe that's focused around those food items.
You're listening to WNYC FM HD in AM New York, WNJT FM 88.1 Trenton, WNJY 89.3 Netcong, WNJP 88.5 Sussex, and WNJO 90.3 Toms River, New York and New Jersey Public Radio on 21st Century Home Ec. And Carolyn Lindhurst, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. So you had it as a kid back in the day?
I did. And I really felt that it taught me just the basics of how to even work in a kitchen and how to set temperatures in your ovens and just how to prepare your food, you know, step by step and what you should be considering in the background in the process. And I think those are just practical skills that everyone should have. Eventually you become an adult and, you know, you have to fend for yourself and know how to work these things. And I think it instills a sense of responsibility in young people to be able to do these kinds of things. And even did wood shop, and you learn how to handle just basic tools, and those are things that you need at home, you know, as a handyman in your, you know, house and repairs and things like that. So I think it's very essential that they should be taught these skills.
Of course, all the boys took wood shop and all the girls took home ec, right?
Right, but I was able to do both. So
you can make me a cabinet.
Can I make you a cabinet? Probably not. I didn't go further in it, but yeah, I could probably basically make you like a box.
Why would at least in the home ec part? Why wouldn't this be stuff that your kids would get from you rather than in school?
Well, that's a good question. I would have taught my kids that at home, but if you think of the way our culture has so much has changed throughout the years and how everything has been has moved from just those kinds of practical skills to more intellectual skills.
Uh-huh.
I think that and then the two income home now, you have single parent homes. Parents really don't have unfortunately, I think, the time to really delve into these areas with their children.
Carol, thank you very much. And so Jeannie Fournier from the Food Bank and the Cook Shop program in the New York City public schools, is that part of the point here, that with single parents and two career couples, that even the parents don't necessarily have the skills that they would have learned in home ec?
I think there's less of a focus on skills per se, and I think really more of a focus on getting back to the basics. I do think that we are a consumer-driven society, and so just as Carolyn mentioned, you know, two-income homes or single-parent homes, people aren't spending as much time at home preparing their meals. And so part of the goal of Cook Shop is to really go back to the basics, feature simple, delicious recipes, and go back to, you know, it doesn't have to be long, it doesn't have to be involved, and we can still make healthy meals together as a family. And so Cook Shop is happening in the schools and after school sites, like I told you, with kids, but we're also focusing on involving the parents. And so really trying to get them engaged with what their children are learning about in the classroom. And then when they do have the time at home, making those recipes together, getting their kids involved so that everybody can really enjoy in cooking and preparing recipes together.
Nancy in Irvington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Brian. Oh, it's wonderful to talk to you. I've listened to your show always.
Glad to hear.
I was in high school in the early 70s. I graduated in 1975, and I had home economics every year, cooking half the year, sewing half the year. And then I went on to college, and I was a home economics major. In college, I was going for home economics education. After about 2 years, though, I did transfer to a fashion school because my true love was the sewing apparel part of it. I'm an apparel engineer, a pattern maker. But the skills that I learned in terms of menu planning, because that's really what we did when we cooked, we couldn't use any mixes. Everything was from scratch, and it really was a lot about menu planning and the well-balanced meals. And I do feel that this kind of is a dying art. I mean, my children had home economics a little bit for a couple months in fifth grade, and they sewed stuffed animals, and they baked cookies and things like that. And I really do feel strongly that this is something that is really important, and we've gotten away from it. It's quite sad.
Do you think it could be done in a way that also fights the gender stereotypes and the gender role distribution, where even in two working parent households, it seems like it's the mom who primarily does the, you know, the third shift?
Well, I have to say I did try to take wood shop when I was in high school then, and they wouldn't let the girls. Now they can. The girls can take wood shop. The boys can
right.
take cooking. And my husband really is a great role model in terms of that because he really does a lot of the cooking also. So
I think that's the important part is try to coerce boys into that because it's not like girls have any lack of appetite for doing things, that are traditionally male things because they
right.
were bastions of male privileges. Privilege, girls weren't allowed to do those things, and there's a lot of appetite now, I think, among girls and women to do a lot of things that were only male before. The hard part is getting men to do the women's work.
getting
the boys to take home ec.
Yeah, interesting. Well, boys took home ec back then, but they really took the cooking, and they wanted to do was cook. They wanted to cook and eat what they got to make. So it was I never saw the guy sitting down behind a sewing machine sewing anything. So I don't know how that worked.
Is there any economics in your version of home economics?
There was, especially in the meal planning. We had to go and figure out how much one apple cost and a cup of sugar cost. And so we really did have to break it down and make a budget. And then mm-hmm. we had to plan a meal and work on the budget. And then actually the teacher would go and do the shopping and come back with the items that we asked for. And then we had to make our meal. So it really was an important part of it.
Nancy, thank you very much for your call. And Christy in Peekskill, you're on WNYC. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
So you worked with our guest at the cookshop program. Is that what I gather?
When I was a teacher in the Bronx Public Schools, I was part of the pilot cookshop program. This was 2003, 2004. I don't remember exactly which year,
uh-huh.
but I taught first grade and
uh-huh.
Piloted the program in my classroom.
And what were you teaching? What was it like?
I was teaching first grade inclusion, and it was the highlight of the day, the week, the year for the children, and largely for the teachers teaching it. We had our highest attendance on cookshop days. The children were engaged.
Because you were doing what exactly?
Each program or each vegetable or recipe would be broken into 2 weeks. The first week, the kids would get to investigate the vegetable or the fruit. It would be hands-on. We would read about it. We would look at it. They would get to take it apart with their fingers, with magnifying glasses, look at it, draw it, talk about it. And then the following week, we would follow up by cooking a recipe with the food.
And what was the philosophical, the pedagogical underpinning for you as a young teacher, as you understood it? So here were all these kids who were flocking to this, very young children. What was the education that you were imparting as you saw it? Why did it belong in school?
It brought into the classroom for these kids and for their families, because we had parent volunteers, an enthusiasm that I hadn't seen just about the test prep and the reading and the math. We had science sort of infused in other places, but this sort of tied it together. They would write about the vegetables. They would make a list of what color it was, how it smelled. They would do math. They would count how many crowns on a head of broccoli. They saw this tying into what they did at home, the cooking, what their family was doing, and how those skills they were supposed to be using at school to read, to write, to do math, to talk with their peers, to take turns, really gave it a real-world application that they could relate to.
Christy, thank you very much. And Jeannie Fournier from the Cookshop program. Sounds like you had a good one there in the lower grades for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're still working with the lower grades, but it's always so wonderful to hear from the folks who are actually implementing the program. And I think that's a really great point that we had that call from Christy. We actually, at the food bank, we train teachers and after-school leaders to implement the program in their schools. And so I think that really helps to build a culture of wellness right at the school level. The teachers know their students best. The after-school leaders know their students best. And they're going to connect with them in the ways that are going to really help to tie this to what the students see in the real world. So the Cookshop program absolutely teaches math, social studies, science, and it does it in a way that the teachers can make fit into their classroom so that it can tie to those real-world skills, like Christy mentioned.
Do you have any evidence or way to gather evidence to measure whether the program is successful in terms of the context that it originally came up in on the show the other day, that the kids wind up knowing how to make healthier food choices and motivated to actually make healthier food choices in their own lives.
Yeah, we are actually finalizing the third year of a longitudinal evaluation that we've been undergoing to measure the success and the impact of the program. And just baseline data that's come back already is that students who participate in the program absolutely recognize MyPlate, and they recognize the five food groups. They have an understanding of healthy foods in a way that students who don't participate in the program do. And so we're really excited. This fall, we're going to get the results of that impact evaluation, but absolutely baseline data thus far is showing that the program is successful in the ways that teachers like Christy report back to us.
As we talk about home economics then and now, with Jeannie Fournier from the Cookshop program of the Food Bank of New York City, which works in the New York City public schools. Oh, Cynthia in Sunset Park's going to remember back in the day. Hi, Cynthia. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for taking my call.
When'd you take home ec?
In the 70s in the Midwest, so the schools had, you know, big rooms. We cooked everything from scratch, but it was primarily baking that I recall. And fast forward, I have two sons who went through the New York City public school systems. Unfortunately, there was no, room probably for home ec and things like that. But my husband's a musician, and so because income goes up and down, and chopping vegetables became a huge part of what he does, and he's a great cook, and he does most of the cooking in our family. And everything starts out with chopping onions and garlic and peppers, and that skill, I think, is something that is so important. And I love the last caller describing, you know, what they're doing, you know, in the school now. But I think that chopping is the one, like, really good,
a skill
to all that... of this to be able to get a really good stew going with a lot of different things in it. And you can make so many different things if you can just get that skill of chopping. And so that's what I wanted to talk about.
And pretty different from back in the day where it sounds like all they taught you to make was muffins.
Muffins, and not to overstir them because you would get tunnels in them. I remember that.
Cynthia, thank you very much. All right. Do you teach them to chop in the Cookshop program?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The students... obviously, children love to cook, right? And so preparing a recipe is really exciting for them, and they take great pride in what they do. So we really try to tap into their enthusiasm for cooking and teach them knife skills, so they learn the bear claw and how to hold the food properly, and also how to measure and mix ingredients and really put a recipe together from start to finish. So everything from washing their hands and then washing the actual food items to chopping everything up, mixing the recipe together, and then sitting down and serving the recipe to each other and eating it together. We really focus on tasting, using descriptive language to describe what they're eating, what they like about it, what they may not like about it, but just really being able to identify that. And so, of course, chopping is a big part of that. The kids love that, but they really love every aspect of putting the recipe together.
Ann in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ann.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Right.
I love your show.
Thank
I've been
you.
Loving you for years.
Thanks.
And I'm loving what I'm hearing about this program, about what Cookshop actually teaches. I keep thinking about how important these skills and how much creation is a part of home ec, and not just in cooking, but also in shop, and how in the absence of home ec and in the absence of shop, kids now have to rely on the aspirations of being like a master chef or like, you know, someone who could qualify for an HGTV program. If they don't learn the basics from the beginning, that's really all they're looking at as models for, like, you know, how to cook, how to prepare meals.
Huh.
I think that reality TV sort of promotes this. If you're not that perfect, then why start?
Huh. What an interesting notion. Jeannie Fournier from the Food Bank, have you ever thought about this question and whether the proliferation of food shows, cooking shows on television inspires kids to it or makes it seem like it's too far over their head, which is what I think Anna's saying?
So, you know, I do think that's a great question. We have a program, obviously Cookshop works with teens as well. And so a lot of the teens that have worked in our program have told us that they do aspire to be, you know, professional chefs, and this may be a starting point for them. So I think the program is a great launch point of just getting back to the basics, teaching children the basics, not only about food preparation, but about nutrition and living a healthy lifestyle. And I think the great thing about all the cooking shows that are out is that they have a place that they can aspire to go if they choose to want to go into that professional world. But if they don't get there, at least they have learned the basics. You know, one of the great things about the food bank is that Mario Batali serves on our board, and he actually was so inspired by Cookshop himself that he joined with us through his Mario Batali Foundation and actually helped to create a community Cookshop program as well, which really focuses on teaching cooking and nutrition with parents and children together at soup kitchens and food pantries that the food bank serves throughout the five boroughs. And one of the perks of that program is that he develops all of the recipes. So you know that they're fabulous because of that.
Ron in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ron.
Hey, love the show. One of the things you said just made me laugh out loud, and I just had to call in when you referred to home skills as women's work. Buddy, my mom marched on the front lines of ERA in North Carolina, the first state to ratify the amendment. She had four sons and a daughter, and she sent all four of us boys to cooking and sewing classes. And she said, in the future, there will be no gender-based roles. Everyone will cook and clean, and everyone will have power tools. And now here we are in the future, and she was half right. There are no gender-based roles, and as a result, no one can do squat. In my house, the women's work is never done unless I do it. But I would say that now is really important that people learn to cook whole foods. I went and saw that movie at the Angelica, Fed Up, and the child obesity epidemic, and it's because processed foods have so much sugar in them, and they're really not good for you at all. So I think that we're at a crisis level in the country, and we really got to get back to a few basics.
Ron, thank you very much. Boy, that conversation could launch a thousand ships of conversation. That call could launch a thousand ships of conversation on our webpage. So if you want to start any of them, which we don't have time for on the air, go ahead at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show. But I'm going to sneak one more in here because Lauren in Brooklyn has a daughter in the Cookshop program right now. Is that right, Lauren?
Yeah.
What school?
I'm not totally. She goes to PS 110 in the Monitor School in Greenpoint, and they do the Cookshop program. I'm not totally sure what they do there, but we've been cooking at home. So they do a little bit of stuff there, but then we've been cooking at home, and she's been following recipes and making us dinner.
Making you dinner in kindergarten. In kindergarten.
Yeah, she makes some mean sloppy joes and eggs and toad in a hole.
It's a good start. It's more than most kids can do at that age, at least. So where does this go, Jeannie Fournier? Give us a last word here. What's the oldest age where you're offering Cookshop? Is it in the high schools?
It is in the high schools, yes. We work in elementary schools. We work in after-school programs, which target elementary and middle school students. We are also in the high schools. And then we also reached parents as well. So I would say Cookshop is happening at all ages through all walks of life.
Thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Jeannie Fournier.
Thank you for having me.
Director of Education and Nutrition at the Food Bank for New York City. And helping to run the Cookshop program in the New York City public schools. Great calls, everybody. What a great follow-up from our caller the other week who said one of the solutions to the lack of childhood nutrition is more home economics, 21st century style, and yes, for both genders, in the New York City public schools and elsewhere. Brian Lehr on WNYC coming up next. A viewer's guide to watching the American team in the World Cup soccer tournament.